producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn on the air. And later in the hour, we'll have from Shark Tank, Robert Herjavec. That's how you pronounce his name. Herjavec. He's the auto racer guy. He loves to race cars. That's how he made
Dance with the Stars.
He's a computer guy, if I remember correctly, isn't he?
He's a rich guy. Let's just say he's a rich guy because he does well in business.
Yes. Can we have enough volume on Roberta, on Jennifer, so I can actually hear her?
I've got mine all the way up there.
Really? Roberta, yeah. You must
turn
have
your headphones up, Doug.
No, Roberta. Thank you.
We'll just shout.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody.
Hello?
Everybody out there listening, turn your headphones all the way up.
That's it, right. Rich McFadden at the controls. Maybe that's the problem. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring social media. Things are happening hot and heavy and fast and furious and up and down and sideways and over under and yada, booga, unga, lunga. I don't know.
I love it when you entertain yourself.
Well, I'm just laughing about the execution in Georgia. Let's think about all the things that are laughable today. Okay. The woman got executed in Georgia. Kim Davis saw the Pope.
That's the one.
That's something to laugh about?
That's the laughable one.
Hillary Clinton says she wants to kill Obamacare. You like that one?
She got my vote.
The future of ISIS is bright. The future of Planned Parenthood, not so sure about that at this point in time. Yes. The one I think is so, but
the Pope or the people of the Vatican are not commenting. They're not saying.
I know. What if he did see
why
her?
Why would he have seen her?
Well, the Vatican never comments on private meetings that the Pope has.
Anyway. Well, but would they say, if there was no private meeting, Kenny, would they say there was no private meeting? No?
No, they probably don't comment on that. Either way, they probably just don't. It's private, whether it happened or not.
All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Amazon tablets available for $50. Begin shipping a new 7-inch tablet at $49.99 today.
Wow.
Is this the big deal of the day, Roberta?
Oh, Merry I would say
Christmas.
So. That's a deal. Mm.
That's going to be a Christmas gift.
Roberta is going
Christmas
to have. Roberta has the Queen of Cheap report in a moment. You know, and in terms of shopping, the touch screens that most of us have, whether it be our iPad, sometimes some of the computers now have that sensory experience, but you can use touch screens, if you're an online shopper, Roberta, to get things faster. The research shows that people are more satisfied and more engaged when they mess around online themselves. They see it, they click on it, they do all of the stuff that's necessary to pay for it. And by the way, if you want to know how the computer, what people do in hotel rooms, if you used to think it was hanky-panky, now the number one thing, according to research done in hotel rooms, isn't my baby does the hanky-panky.
No.
It's online shopping. People,
really?
They're more in the hotel room. More people are conducting searches.
You have a lesson with these guys.
For massage services?
Listen. I don't know what the services are, but I know that that's, I find that fascinating, frankly. Fascinating stuff. The bee population in America in trouble. This is not news, I don't think, to most people. But do you know why it's a problem? Do you know what's going on?
Pesticides is what they're in, and a specific pesticide.
Well, pesticides, but also climate changes, the alteration of temperature and weather conditions that have plagued a good deal of our country and the rest of the world are now thought to be responsible. And I don't know, this is research. This smells to me like research paid for by Monsanto. However, even if that's the case, it gives you something to think about. This is how exacting. Think about this, folks. This is how exacting this research is. They measured the tongue length of bees.
Bees have tongues?
How do you do that?
Bees have tongues?
Apparently.
I want to meet the guy who does that and see what his business card says.
I want to see how Shark Tank guy.
Yeah,
I want to see how small his fingers are. How do you get out of bee's mouth for a tongue?
How do you pick up chicks with that job, you know?
Right.
You're bees? In the bar, you know, what do? I measure bee tongues.
All right.
I'm in bees.
All right, the tongues of two American species of
bees. Small.
Oh, man. She's had an extra hour.
As I was going to say, she slept in this morning, so now we're going to have to put up with that for the next 2 hours. The tongues of two American species of bees have become a quarter shorter than they used to be. They've evolved because global warming altered the wildflowers that they feed on. So they don't need to have tongues as long. And so it's not just that they're dying. See, I don't see what the hardship is here. So the bees have
the flowers changed, so the bees adapted.
Right. Yeah, it's all about adaptation.
That's an awfully quick adaptation.
In 40 years?
That's 1,000
years for something like that.
Yeah, that's very, very fast. It does seem fast, doesn't it? All right. How many people are tracking the weather? Tropical
right
storm.
Right now, sir, I'm on my Doppler radar.
Really?
What do you need to know?
Yesterday, we were trying to beat the rain. I had about 450 bales of hay, and we went out to start baling at about noontime, and damned if it didn't rain. So we stopped.
I don't even
and
feel
like,
sorry for you because I want what you have. I mean, it's 100 degrees here. No, rain.
Oh, rain.
We got so much rain here in D.C.
Yeah, a lot of rain in the last 20 years. Wow. Well, overnight. Mm. So we stopped, and I gave up, and I went to chop corn and do some other stuff, plant some hay seed, and then the sun came out. It got humid. Woof. But we were able to dry off the hay, and so we baled most of it, not all of it. But now the weather has changed. We had a lot of rain last night. Next 4 or 5 days look like rain. Some of it is an offshoot from some of the tropical storms in the Atlantic. But nothing in the Atlantic this year like the Pacific. If you've seen some of these, you look at some of the computer, enhanced pictures of the typhoons they were slammed into, even though Joaquin is an East Coast hurricane, or it's a storm, may become a hurricane next day or so. National Hurricane Center says the computer models show a wide array of possible paths. A direct hit on the East Coast is what the news media is hoping for. Danger! Bulletin! Board up your home! Go to Home Depot! Let's see here. There are other weather systems, though, in the Mid-Atlantic, Richie, where you are, Appalachians. I have to drive down to Harrisburg today, and that ought to be a good soaker, driving through the mountains. Ooh-wee, that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Ooh-wee.
All right, by the way, if you've never seen a bee tongue, Google it. I had no idea.
Bee tongues.
They're
long.
Google
bee tongue? What did you Google?
Bee tongue. Really? Bee tongue length.
I'm afraid to Google that.
No, it's pretty clean. But I didn't know it looks like a stinger.
All right. From the trending box at DougStefan.com today, not only do we have the information about the Planned Parenthood hearing yesterday before the House, there is a ruling from a federal judge about super PAC contributions. And you're going to be interested in that, whether we have time for it in this half hour. I think maybe we'll touch on it because I don't want to give it short shrift. We'll do that story in the next half hour, but it's a very interesting and impactful story, I think, frankly. And after all, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, so what I think carries a certain amount of weight. What I think is going to happen here in a minute or two is Roberta's going to deliver our Queen of Cheap report. You want to know how to save some do-re-mi, five-string waves?
Tongues.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Saving money for school and the essence of life is what Roberta is all about. She's lived it to the fullest, and now she's passing along her savings to you. That's up next here on
Good Day. We're going to die soon?
No, it's okay.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Aid restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5151. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 5151.
Any NAPA guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little NAPA know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's NAPA know-how.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
diving.
It's Roberta Bessanelli. I see McDonald's is going to start an all-day breakfast on October 6th. That is a long wait. It's almost over. It's a long national nightmare. Almost over, Roberta. I'm sure we're going to see a lot of specials for breakfast in select markets next week, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
A long national nightmare.
Shoot there,
it's
you know.
Over, yeah. All right, so what do you have for us today?
What we have today, you know, it's back to school, and that means back to those dreaded school fundraising activities, things like selling the wrapping paper that's way too expensive and really ugly, or having to bake cookies and do bake sales and all that sort of stuff to raise money for your school. It's just a pain in the neck. I always hated that stuff. But right now, I'm going to tell you 5 ways you can raise money for your school, and you don't have to bake or sell a darn thing. Number one, you probably already know about this. It's box tops for education. If you go to the store, you'll see a lot of packages have that little pink box tops for education thing on it. Well, those guys are worth 10 cents a piece. So if you start clipping them, you can redeem them, and you can get money for your school or group. You have to register it, though, of course. Campbell's Soup has something very similar. You can earn points that gain you points that can be actually redeemed for labels for education, it's called. You can do it for sports, academic, art, equipment. You can sell old phones and tablets. We'll tell you how to do that. Kroger, Publix, Bilo, Harris Teeter has programs that you can get money for your school. And Smile at Amazon.com, my favorite way. Register your school. Everything you buy on Amazon gets money.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I call the house, but no one answers. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. Tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting long.
Jen Jen likes him. I have to know. Actually, like... Garth Brooks, myself. Right. Okay, so the story today that we have at DougStephan.com about Garth Brooks, you may remember that he retired for a while, I think to raise his children, then he got back into it, and has had some of his most successful music in the last few years. He got social last November, has his own Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts, and he's been very involved. What do we call it when you're tuned in and not tuned in? It's connected, right?
He's connected.
He's connected. Okay. So he's been using his cell phone for ideas for new albums and new music, new performances. Unfortunately for him, his cell phone is fried.
Oh.
And so all of the ideas that he had for his next album were on the cell phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And now, because the ideas were stored there, and the...
He didn't back it up?
Phone stopped working. Apparently not. He says, quote, "Here's where the old guy gets into technology, which is bad. All the new stuff which I've been working on for 6 months was on that phone. It's now fried, and I can't get the phone to come back up. It's like losing your briefcase." Yeah. I've had this happen to me, and oof, man.
Why would you not, in this day and age?
Well, and my stuff automatically just goes to the cloud. I can't imagine why it didn't. Yeah.
All of my phones. I could throw my phone off the building, go buy another phone, and in 10 minutes, it's right back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just doesn't know.
Apparently, but you would think that he has somebody who does.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that Garth Brooks walks into the
Apple store. Is his wife, Trisha Yearwood, connected? Is she pretty astute?
Well, I would imagine. I mean, you know, she's in her late 40s, but I'd imagine she's, you know, got some sense of what's going on with the internet.
Oof.
That's terrible.
It really is. All right, so let's change the tone here a little bit. There's a terrific story about the power of music from New York City today, Roberta. The last month or so, 10, 12 times maybe a month, Opera Collective sends small groups of singers to the subway stations to perform. It's been going on about 10 years, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah,
have you ever seen them?
Yes, absolutely.
A rotating group of 30 trained opera singers in New York. They are in different stages of their careers. Some are just starting out. Others have spent years doing this. They share the goal of making opera accessible. How many people here actually, truly like opera? You ever been to an opera?
I
don't even stand in the opera. I'm talking about, like, real opera.
Yeah, no, I've been to the Metropolitan Opera House several times.
So there's not a better place probably to share than the subway system in New York.
This is bad.
Great acoustics.
Yeah. Monday night in the Union Square Station, members of the Opera Collective did some amazing things without knowing it. There's something special about Monday's performance. I recall all three of us performing our strongest repertoire, said one of the members, and we had quite a crowd. There's a woman sitting and listening for quite a while. Anytime anybody stays for longer than the time it takes to catch the train, it lifts our spirits. Hmm. Turns out they did just that and a whole lot more. When they finished singing, they found a note in their tip bucket. I sat and listened to you sing for an hour. You guys are amazing. Today was one of the worst days of my life. I was contemplating suicide, but your voices filled me with a peaceful sensation and joy.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh.
Wow.
Isn't that neat? That's the kind of stuff. When you say thanks, that's the kind of thanks that means something. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
In the news, the cure for loneliness is ease. EASE. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Loneliness isn't the same as being alone. Loneliness is when you feel cut off from friends or family when you really want to be connected. New research shows loneliness primes our brains to be hypervigilant, meaning you may misinterpret something benign a friend does as hostile when it's not, further isolating yourself. DCOC advice, use the acronym EASE, E-A-S-E, to get you back into the swing of things. E, extend yourself, go meet people, accept social invitations, even if you don't feel like it. A, action plan, if you're not getting enough invites, do something yourself and invite others. S, spend time with others with likes that you like, join a book club, running club. E, expect the best. Cut your friends some slack, sometimes they really are busy and genuinely forgot to answer your text. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold fish oil supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here. They are titans of their own might and right. They have it, and that's why they are here with the rest of us, because we have it as well. It is Rich McFadden.
Thank you. I go by Cousin It.
Yeah, Cousin It. Very good, Richie. That's nice. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Why aren't there more women in the upper ranks of corporate America?
Yeah.
What I want to know.
I want to know that, too. How many people are outraged by this? Yeah.
Let's do something about it. Make a law.
Women rein in career plans who spend more time caring for their family. What's more, they are inherently less ambitious than men and don't have the confidence that commands seats in the corporate suites. Huh?
No, that's
where'd that come from?
Watch and think.
Not so fast.
My question is, what's the right number of women and minorities to have in these positions?
Minorities, I don't...
I just read a story today that there are not nearly enough blacks and that there won't be enough blacks in high-level corporate jobs until whatever year.
What does that mean?
Exactly. My question is, what is the number that is going to be the moment where we all hear the angels singing for the number of women in corporate America?
Well, it's in black America. What the demographics are, whatever the national demographics
are. Because that's
are.
It should be that's what I was thinking.
So 12% of CEOs
should be black.
Ought to be black, and 50% of CEOs ought to be women. Is that
there are more women, right, than men, right?
Isn't maybe 51 to 49, yeah, something like that. So is that the way to do it, or is it just based on, ought it not to be based on qualifications? If that's the case, more women we see CEOs than men won't be equal at all, because women are better managers than men by a long shot.
And so then where do we go with Hispanics and blacks and other minorities who may or may not have the same opportunities because or not the color of their skin and all of this stuff? So let's just stick with women for a minute, all right?
Women happen to just get out there and work your butt off, and whoever the best person is gets the job.
Well, isn't that the case with Carly Fiorina?
Yeah.
Isn't that the case with Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton didn't get any help up.
Nope, not at all.
She earned it herself, right?
There's a woman who's taken over one of the big broadcast companies who has had nothing but strong work ethic, and she's just starting, I think, next week, running the second largest radio company in the country because she is smart, she has experience, and she's
her predecessors
fixed.
Were not.
Right, her predecessors were goofballs. To the internet, that's even saying nice things about them. Well, I don't want to get off onto that. But the point is that we have a lot of women who are judged not qualified because they're women. Still in 2015, I can't imagine why it is that motherhood is a disqualifier. Being pregnant is a disqualifier. Why is it? How do you think? How
I was
is
talking
that?
To, last night we were at back to school night.
Yeah.
And one of Sean's friends' mother was there, and she had just had a baby. My son is 11 years old, so this woman just had a baby, had a little 5-week-old baby with her in the classroom with us. And she said, yeah, I'm probably going to go back to work in, you know, 4 or 5 weeks. And she works in sales. But it's kind of a lot of phone-based and email-based sales with some customer walk-in. She will be taking the baby to work with her every single day.
But there's an attitude, Richie. There's an attitude here.
And I was like, how cool are you?
And, well, my daughter, I don't mean to necessarily hold this up as the nth degree, but I thought I was very proud she and her husband and my son figured out how to have the baby taken care of by one of the three of them all the time. Nobody else gets involved. Both my daughter and my son-in-law are profs at UCLA, so they've worked out their schedule so that Megan is teaching in the morning, the husband teaches in the afternoon. If she has classes on Tuesday, he doesn't have classes on Tuesday. And if there's a conflict, and there are a couple during the week, my son arranges his schedule so he can be with the baby. And my daughter has a full class load, and she also is running a business with a couple of friends of hers that tutors students in Los Angeles. So she's as busy as she ever has been, but she's more satisfied, and I dare say she's better at most everything, except talking to a father as much as she used to.
Aw, Dougie.
But I know that she's okay, and that's what's good about this. And I trust Brendan brings me up to date if I don't have contact, and I know what's going on. And so in this circumstance, I see people who worked at it, who figured it out, who can do what they want to do. I could not imagine my daughter not being professionally employed in some way, shape, or form. And, oh, will you stop?
He's not going to cry.
No.
Make him cry with his mom.
No, I'm very proud of her.
You want to make him cry.
And what she's done. So, women who, and this is a college atmosphere, so it's encouraged. I think the point of the article today in the Wall Street Journal is that a lot of women are not encouraged still because you got big fat guys in the corner office smoking their cigar and they don't want to have women in the workplace.
I think it really depends on the industry, Dougie. I mean,
yes, that's very true, Jennifer. Yes.
Why does everybody have to be some kind of male chauvinist racist for all of this to be? You have to blame it on somebody. Why?
I don't want to blame it on anybody. I just want to figure out how you change people's attitudes.
Like my personal experience.
Yeah.
I know that I always believed that the glass ceiling was a bunch of hooey, and that, to my dad's credit, is because I'd watch what we did at CRM. My dad's always saying, okay, whoever the best person is for the job. It's never been, you know, like
just
it's
so happens
now.
To be my daughter.
Right. Well, and he's right most of the time. Not to pat myself on the back, but I'm pretty darn good.
You're brilliant at what you do. You're very, very good.
I'm pretty good, and I'm a quick learner, a quick study. Anyway, so but then I was also involved in the cable industry, and I was the president of a group called Women in Cable and Telecommunications. And there was some pay disparity. There was a little bit, you know, of stuff going on there, but I still felt very empowered in the cable industry. And if you look around in the cable industry, yeah, maybe there's a few more men, but there are a lot of women in charge as well in the cable industry. Then, as I migrated over to the radio biz, that's the first time in my life where I ever felt that there was a glass ceiling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's the weirdest thing because most men still run radio and they have the idea. And you know what? Maybe they're right. Yeah. They have an idea that most female talent is not as strong as male talent and that women can't run the show, at least in an on-air capacity. I mean, when you think about the women on the air, they're never the biggies like the men, like the Doug Steffens of the world.
Introduce everybody to Dana Lash.
Yeah, but you know what, Rich? I know she's really good.
And she is.
She's good.
She's
and look,
booming. And
I'm not
very
saying she's a bad talent.
And on some of the biggest stations in the country.
Okay, but I'm not saying she's a bad talent. I think I'm a great talent. I think I can compete with a lot of men.
Yeah.
I think Dana can compete with a lot of men.
Yep.
But I'm saying if you walk down the street and you ask people who they know Rush Limbaugh. They know the men. And yeah, maybe that's going to change. Maybe we're in a shift.
Well, sooner or later, because Limbaugh is getting to the end of his contract.
Yeah. But there's some people that don't think that women can hold down their own on the air.
I'll tell you something,
and I've got to watch this with us launching Dana and Dana doing so well, is it takes one big station, and then another big station jumps on, and then now there's 15 and 20 biggies, you know, and then 100 others, and once they're all sheep. Out there.
Yeah.
And that's what, and this is in any business, not just radio, but they're all sheep. Once you start to see one successful story, it just starts to spread. And that's all that needs to happen.
That's the idea here. And I will tell you for the record, when I'm not here, when I'm not able to do the program, and that's not often, but I'm now taking a little bit more time for myself, and I'm very comfortable when Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Kenny are here. Jennifer often, whether it's noted or it isn't noted, leads the conversation, especially if Richie's not there. And she's very credible. And she has her own radio program in Los Angeles. So Roberta is a broadcast veteran, but you got sexed around during your career big time when you were working with the likes of Imus and Stern. So, but that was a while ago.
Well, tell them what Imus used to call you.
I was doing ski reports. I was called a snow hoe.
Yeah, great. All right. I want to talk to Robert Herjavec about this. He's from Shark Tank. Here's a guy who's been successful. I wonder what he thinks about the world of women in business. We'll find out in a moment as the focus is on Robert and Shark Tank next on Good Day.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. State restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
All right, 44 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, and Rich McFadden. We're happy to have with us Robert Herjavec, who is one of the stars. And I wonder how he likes being referred to. He was dancing with the stars, so he must consider himself to be a star. But here's a guy who's a star in business. I'm going to give you a little, give me like 35, 40 seconds, Robert, if I may, to tell you how I've come to be connected with you. I have a lady friend who loves Shark Tank. In fact, last night, I didn't know you were going to be on. We were binge-watching Shark Tank on CNBC, the new season, and the stuff that goes along with it. For those who watch Shark Tank and you're wondering which one is Robert, he's the one on the right, who is Mark is on the left, he's on the right. The women are sometimes in the middle of Mr. Wonderful, and it's a very entertaining, but Meredith's sitting there yelling, telling people what to do. Take the deal! Take the deal! It's the people who watch this and who are involved in it get so emotionally connected. Would you have thought, I know you're the son of Croatian immigrants, what the heck were you thinking as a kid growing up the way you did, and then as you look back at your life, what the heck do you think about your life?
Well, it's incredible to me that anybody like me could get here. I mean, that's the great thing about our show is we're all self-made. We're really not that talented. You know, the great thing about Shark Tank is you don't have to sing. You don't have to dance. I mean, you definitely don't have to be good looking. Look at the five of us, and you can still be successful. And it doesn't surprise me that people are deeply passionate about it because everybody has an idea. Everybody wants to be successful. I mean, I think that's the human condition. I don't think anybody wakes up in the morning and says, I want my life to suck.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I think people want to be successful, but they're afraid.
Well,
but
you give them the opportunity. We had, as my radio program was for 3 or 4 years encouraging, but we had a segment called Dream Big America. We connected it to a couple of guys doing My Cool Inventions radio, and we were bringing people on the air who had inventions, people who had ideas, entrepreneurial ideas, and we would encourage them through a lot of free promotion. A lot of these people ended up doing quite well. It was sort of a cross between what you do and American Idol, because people would vote on who they thought ought to be the winner. We need more of this in America so more people can come up like you did.
It's interesting. It's a bit of a misconception, actually. That's what people say to me often. Oh, I wish I had that one great idea. I wish I had a better mousetrap. That's the thing you see with this documentary, smallbusinessrevolution.org, is there. It's very, very rare that there's a better mousetrap. I mean, it's a fallacy. The world is not going to beat a path to your door. It's really about execution. If you watch this documentary that we made with the Lux Corporation, and it was a way for them to celebrate their 100th year in business. They profiled 100 businesses across America. It's very inspiring. But what you really get out of it is not only inspiration, but you get execution. You don't have to have that one in a million idea. You just have to do it better than the next guy, and you have to do it consistently, and you have to love what you do.
So this is hashtag Small Business Revolution. Go to, there are a number of different places to go, smallbusinessrevolution.org. That's the project that Robert is talking about. If you're just joining us, Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank is here. You have become, though, you've gone beyond the boundaries of just what Shark Tank was about because, for example, you were on Dancing with the Stars. How did you, did somebody call you?
I'm very bitter about that experience because I should have won. I mean, I think there's something fundamentally wrong that I didn't win. But no, I'm joking. But I had a great time with that, and that's, you know, this is the golden age of entrepreneurship when somebody like me can go beyond the bounds of Shark Tank and end up on Dancing with the Stars.
Did all of your colleagues give you a lot of starch about that?
You know, they were obviously jealous. I mean, you know, who wouldn't be? But, you know, it's fun. And I think it's, I'm very grateful for the experience. I'm humbled by it. Mm. But I think it's so encouraging that it's cool to be in business today. You know, when I was starting out, there was no shows like Shark Tank. There was no documentaries like smallbusinessrevolution.org. It was tough to start a small business, and it's still tough today.
All right, tell us about your business. I think a lot of people may not know. Robert Herjavec started a business that grew and grew and grew, but tell us about your specific business, how it got started and where it ended up.
Well, this is multiple businesses for me. But
well, the one that started you going.
Yeah, I mean, I started a business out of my basement, built it and sold it to AT&T and high tech, and I've been in the same field for 30 years, and that's the one thing I always encourage people is try to find something that you're going to be great at. The world doesn't reward mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be great at something. I mean, that's how you make a lot of money. If somebody is willing to pay for what you know, you know you're onto something.
All right, I want to talk to you for a moment. We have about a minute left here. By the way, the show that one of the shows we watched last night was when Mr. Wonderful supposedly married the real estate lady whose name I can never remember. The Las Vegas. You remember
Barbara.
That show?
You
really did a number on those guys because they booted it. They must have needed money, so they sold their biggest asset. When you see some of these people, you ever feel sorry for some of the people that come on?
No, I never feel sorry for people coming on. It's an incredible opportunity to profile your business. It's the old adage, if you can make it in the Shark Tank, you can make it anywhere. We have 42,000 people apply to be on the show.
Wow.
And we only take 200.
Phew.
But, you know, what the show is, it's really a celebration of small business.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I love about this documentary, smallbusinessrevolution.org, is it celebrates small business and how important it is to the community and their environment without all the mean people on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm. Does that ever bother you that it does seem kind of mean on Shark Tank sometimes?
Absolutely, it bothers me. You know, we always get, the reason our show works is it's very real, and I hate when some of the other sharks are mean to the people. I always say it's okay to put down the idea, but never put down the person.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations on your success. Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank. Check out hashtag Small Business Revolution or smallbusinessrevolution.org to check on that documentary that he's talking about as well. Good to have you here, Robert. Thank you.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
When a person is insane, as you clearly are, do you know that you're insane? Do you just stop and go, wow, it is amazing how crazy I really am?
There's always a diamond friendly.
There are seven deadly sins, Captain. Gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, pride, lust, and envy.
So I know we're
all right, so this last one is going to be what's in the box.
This guy's methodical, exacting, and worst of all, patient.
He's a nutbag. Just because of the got a library card doesn't make him Yoda.
That's a great line. I don't know this movie, though. David Bowie singing The Heart's Filthy Lesson, which is from Seven, the number one movie during this week in 1995. So what other voices did we hear there, Chuck, besides Morgan Freeman?
Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow was in that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
So
that's regarded as a great film.
It is a great film.
Why?
At the end. Wow.
Why is it a great film?
Well, it's very involving. It's intense. It's very well made and well acted, and it has a huge following.
It's a serial killer that's using the seven deadly sins as his kind of his platform.
Who plays the killer?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Kevin Spacey.
Oh, that's
really?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah.
Gwyneth Paltrow's head ends up in a box. In the
don't send me emails for giving that away. Send them to a Doug Stephens.
Spoiler alert.
A 12-year-old movie.
Yeah, it's and don't 20 years old.
And Doug, do not tell people I live in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, I won't tell them anymore. Stroudsburg, PA, 02020.
Main Street.
Yesterday we told you that you should see the
I'm not worried because nobody would want to come and visit me anyway.
I've come and visited you.
I want to.
Matter of fact, I'm going to Pennsylvania this afternoon. Maybe I'll come by and have dinner there with you on Friday night or something.
All right, come on. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'll do that. I'll see what the heck's going on with you. All right. We have more movie news. Chuck Curry brings us up to date on some of the things that you'll need to know for this weekend, this month, and for the rest of the year in terms of movies. What's the gossip? What's the truth? Up next year on Good Day.
National Physician Assistant Week starts on October 6th, and this year cardiac surgeons and their physician assistants across the country are raising awareness of EVH, a minimally invasive technique for patients undergoing open heart surgery. Los Angeles-based physician assistant Sora Basher.
To prepare for open heart surgery to treat blocked arteries, we take healthy blood vessels from other parts of your body and use them to bypass the blockage in your heart. This EVH procedure has become the standard of care given significant clinical and cosmetic benefits.
Today, most hospitals are performing EVH with more than 2 million procedures done worldwide. Los Angeles-based physician assistant Chris Justino.
Studies show that compared to conventional technique for removing these vessels, EVH results in less pain and scarring, fewer wound complications and infections, shorter hospital length of stay, and lower rates of hospital readmission and outpatient office visits.
To learn more, visit myheartbypasssurgery.com. This message brought to you by McKay Medical Systems.
All right. So I was just getting an education as to how some of these services work. Netflix and the movies that change every month, apparently. Big Lebowski Going Away, Sesame Street, Twilight, Spinal Tap, Nightmare on Elm Street. I'm looking at this whole list of movies that go away. So how is it decided? Who does this corporate thing that they change? Why would they just not leave everything there and you access what you want? Does it take too much bandwidth?
I don't think that's the issue. I just think they want to narrow it down to get people to watch as much as they put on there, and if they have too much product, it sort of gets watered down, and they don't focus on what they want them to see.
Right.
It's probably contractually that whoever sells their product to Netflix wants people to watch it, so the more they have, the less chance they'll have to watch what's new.
Do they do the same with television shows on Netflix that they don't produce, like the stuff that Amazon, I told you, we have been watching 24, the second season now, went through the first season, and it's very easy to get on Amazon. I never experienced any of this stuff before. We binge watched The House of Cards, and that was something that was a new experience for me. So, do they not with the stuff they produce for themselves, but there are other shows that they carry there? Do they have do they reckon with them the same way? Take some off, put some new ones on?
I'm sure they do. But I have a feeling, I'm not 100% positive on this answer, but the television properties are probably a little bit less than what they have in terms of movies. So I think they're probably more concentrated for television. And speaking of that, you know, I remember the other day I brought up the fact that they're going to do a Jack Ryan TV series.
Right.
Well, that series has landed at Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it goes to show you that these Amazon and Netflix, they're major players in the business now, especially Netflix.
That's a lot. That's surprising. It wouldn't go to NBC, CBS, or ABC.
I would have hoped so.
Yeah, me too. All right, get easier to have access to him, at least for now. Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.